You're listening to the Wicked Awesome 80s Show with Two Light Chicks on Light Rock 105. I am so glad I never sold my Atari on eBay.
Me too.
First of all, they wouldn't give me enough money for it. And second of all, it gives us the opportunity to play. Game on, Amy Ponce. What was your favorite Atari game when you were younger?
Miss Pac-Man all the way.
Were you that good at it?
Oh,
my God. Is that why?
Yeah, are you kidding me? I even had like the little mini handheld version of it. Oh, and then I would pretend my Barbies were going to the arcade, but there was only one video game at the arcade, but who cares? It was so much fun.
My friend Stephanie and I would run home from elementary school. We'd run to my television with a bag of big cheese doodles and play Space Invaders, but duel, like she'd be the red, I'd be the green, and we'd go at it and conquer the world together.
I had one called Skateboarding, and it was like one of those cheapy games. I must have gotten like, I don't know, $10 or something and went and spent it. And it was the hardest game. I never beat it.
I like changing out the joysticks for the paddles and playing games like Breakout, and oh my God, Kaboom is one of my favorite games. You've got the convict dropping bombs. You got to catch them before they all boom, 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 explode.
Let's talk about E.T., the game E.T., the extraterrestrial.
Which was said to be the worst game ever created, and you liked it?
Well, I did okay.
By the way, do you remember how much an Atari cost back in the 80s?
What?
$200.
Wow.
I know, right?
Kind of pricey for then, huh? I got mine on Christmas from my Uncle Georgie, and to this day, top five favorite gifts of all time. I remember opening the box and just freaking out.
All right, you, me, a game of Freeway right now. I'm gonna get my chicken across the road and yours is going down.
No!
You're listening to the Wicked Awesome 80s Show on Light Rock 105.